Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Aloha.
Hello, Adam Tail. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
And for Psychic Night, we have Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am.
Hi,
yeah,
Dale. Aloha.
Wow.
Yeah, big aloha to everybody. Even though I'm not in Hawaii, but I have spent most of my time there. I live in Lake Tahoe at this moment. So, but I still always say aloha to everybody because it's just a nice, friendly thing to say. So, like I was saying, Barbara, it's crazy here, Johnny. Oh, and happy birthday, Johnny, from yesterday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Did you
and
have a nice birthday,
right.
Johnny?
What did you do? Yeah. What did you do?
Me and my family, we did a Blue Jeans, and, you know, it was interesting because it was everybody hadn't seen each other's face for such a while because of the coronavirus, so it was neat to see everybody, and they all sang to me, and, you know, I'm not sick, but boy, did I eat a lot of Starbucks, because my sister, she got me some candy. Candy is the most common gift. And to me, because it's like for some reason nobody, well, I don't know, I'm not really into clothes, so they always say, okay, here's the Twizzlers, Johnny, you know, here's the Toblerone, and it's been interesting I'm turning 48,
Wow. At least it's not 50. I remember my 50th birthday.
Well, actually, you're going to love this. We have had a lady on twice on the show, and her name is Maureen Scanton, I believe that's her name, and it turned out it was her birthday yesterday. We shared a birthday. She's a theta healer and a medium.
She's a what?
And she's a theta healer. She does like theta healing. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but she's also a medium. But she does a thing where she will help you get over your fears. She's done it with Barbara before.
Okay, I got it.
I mean, yeah. And then there is, and it's interesting. I also share a birthday with Joyce Keller, who is a good friend of mine. And, yesterday, I told her, I said, happy birthday, and she went, happy birthday, right back at me. So it was, Keller's also in the same book that you're in, and the top 100 psychics and astrologers in America. Have you two ever met?
No. Okay, I don't want to talk about this. I'll talk about your birthday. But anyway, do we have any calls at the moment?
We actually do. We do. Okay. Area code 780 is the first one.
780. Hello. Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Thanks for taking my call and happy belated birthday, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Hi. Who's this?
It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you? And where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
My goodness, what part?
Alberta, Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta.
Okay, is that the New York side or is that the other side?
I'm not sure. I don't think we're close to New York.
Where are you close to in the States? Because I'm trying to figure out, you know,
I think
the
Montana.
Graphic.
Montana.
Oh, wow.
So, like,
okay.
Calgary, Alberta is north. Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's cool. And how's the weather up there right now?
It's actually not too bad. It's, I think, going to be 20 tomorrow and then 25. So we work in, I think we're degrees Celsius, and you guys are Fahrenheit. I can't remember.
Yeah, so what would that be Fahrenheit?
I think about 70.
Well, that's nice. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Sounds really good. Thank you for being a part of the show. How can I help you?
Thanks for taking my call. So I'm just curious what you're picking up from love. Obviously, everything's at a standstill, but I still put myself out there.
You're not going to go without love for the rest of your life. There's an older gentleman that you meet, maybe 10 years older or so, and there seems to be a D in his name. Very nice, very, very sweet and very kind guy. And you meet him in connection through friends or work or something of that sort. And it's a good thing. And there is marriage for you around the bend. I don't know how long away, but there is marriage for you if you want it.
Oh, cool.
So that part's good.
Yeah.
I don't see you alone the rest of your life. So it's all, but who's going to the doctor or a nurse around you?
Do I have like a nurse or doctor around me?
Yeah.
A friend of mine is a nurse.
Okay. And is there an S, like in Sam? Is there an S in her name?
No.
What is her name?
Linda.
Linda what?
Linda Witt.
Linda, spell that?
W-I-T-K is her last name.
Okay, there's something with an S with her. But anyway, there's some contact that needs to be made with you and her.
Okay.
I don't know. When was the last time you talked to her?
A little while ago, but it was she was very self-absorbed, so I didn't want to have another conversation with her because the whole conversation was about her. So, yeah.
It's okay. Sometimes that happens. Let it go. And then just say, before you say anything and you call her, go, I just want to let you know it's my turn to talk.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do, and it'll be fine. Because she knows her senses that you're mad at her, and she doesn't know why.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Okay. And also,
yeah.
What's the matter with your car?
I'm not sure. There does seem to be something off, but I haven't pinpointed it, to be honest.
Okay, we'll take it in because it's not running quite right.
Okay, thank you very much.
I mean, you know, it's nothing major, but it's not running quite right.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Okay, and what else do you need to know real quick?
Maybe what you're picking up around work. I am still working from home, thankfully, or I'd be extra stressed, but... maybe what you're kind of picking up for the future for there. It feels really good. Like, I feel like this is where I'm going to retire.
And what do you do? What type of work?
I'm a maintenance scheduler. It's a chemical industry.
Well, that's kind of a fun job. That is, you know. You'll stay there as long as you want. There's no problem with it whatsoever.
Okay, good. I get nervous because I've had some fun before, so, yeah, just a little bit paranoid sometimes.
No, it'll be fine. Well, I thank you so much for calling. I think we did a nice reading on you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Everybody have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. For private consultation, for me only, it's 808-372-1816, and that's 808-372-1816. Okay. What else we got, Johnny?
All right. We got area code 631.
Oh, hi. My name is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call. I have a couple of questions. My first is, when do you see a love life coming in for me?
Tell you, it's coronavirus. I heard you're about a love life. I can't believe it. Unbelievable. Where are you from?
Long Island.
New York. Okay.
Yeah.
My favorite place. All right. You've had opportunities with several men, but you're real fussy. And
they're not real fussy. I mean, they have to bring something to the table. They do, you know, they like want to rush. Either they're too slow to want a commitment, or they want to rush it, you know, make out, but no commitment. You know what I'm saying?
Well, most men don't make commitments. They try not to. So keep that in mind, you know. But I see. Are you starting to date online or trying to date online?
Not anymore. I kind of gave up with that.
I don't think you should. I think you should find one that works for you.
I don't want to pay or this. I've been, I don't know. I'm just getting down with them.
Well, how are you going to meet somebody in the middle of a coronavirus?
Well, I don't mean this second. I meant like, you know, over the summer or September or October, you know, then.
Well, this stuff ain't going away, girl. I mean, you know, it's going to stick around for a while. So the only thing is, I'd like you to go back online. Just some free ones, you know. I'd like you to go back online. And I do see you meeting someone, like, online or through a friend, and really nice guy that you'll be able to go to shows with if they ever open up New York again, you know, with the shows, and places that you'll be able to go to and do things. And I feel that the one you'll meet this time won't be after sex so much, but be after more starting off as a friend and then going from there.
Well, that's good. Do you know when I'll meet him?
Time is not good for psychics. So, I mean, because we're dealing with the coronavirus and everything else, it's rough. You know, I can't say exactly when, but it's going to be rough.
Okay. And I also applied for a bus monitor job, and I went yesterday. I got the job, but they're going to train in August. Do you see me getting that and starting that?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
what's exactly a bus monitor?
Well, they watch the kids on the bus, maybe special needs kids, they, you know, while they go bring them to school and bring them back. I'm a teacher aide now, but the schools are closed, but I had to go today just to go. But I don't like the job at all. I don't like the people there. I don't like, it's far away. I don't like it. It's just not me. So that's why I applied for a different job for September.
Well, you're going to like it. It's going to be fun.
All right. Yeah, I applied. Do you see me getting the bus monitor job I applied to yesterday, or do you see one closer to my house?
The one you applied to yesterday.
Okay.
I don't care. I could be wrong on that. It's like either one. It doesn't matter. You get it.
Well, that's good. That's good. And real quick, do you see anything else going on with my son or moving or anything real quick?
Well, I can't do a full-on reading like that.
Oh, okay.
I do see you having enough money to survive and being okay, you know, so, you know, you're hanging in there. And, but you're doing better than most, except you're bored to death. But, you know, you have friends, and the son keeps you, you know, entertained, so I really wouldn't worry so much.
Yeah, well, he was living with me, but now he's living with his dad because of the coronavirus, so I'm hoping the college is open up because then he can live with me part-time in September because I miss him.
Well, I understand that. I think it depends on where you live. I know New York is different. Where does he go to college?
By me in New York. A community school. Community.
Okay. What are they saying about opening it up? What are they saying? Because I know out west here in Nevada, they were saying they're going to open them up August, September.
Yeah, we should be open by September, hopefully.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. Well, I could do it this way, is where I see your son living with you. So I guess that'll
great.
Be okay.
Good. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Well, you have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hello. What
the
else?
The callers will be waiting. Oh, the next one?
Well,
I love the new callers. They're all new so far.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, we love New York. We love Long Island. You know, we love all
Canada.
That.
We had one from Canada. That was
the
Canadian.
One from Canada calling
yeah.
now? Is she calling
yeah,
now?
Yeah, there was a lady that was a lady from Canada called earlier. That was a Canadian Erica. I recognized her.
Okay, Jenny, what else do we have?
All right. 773.
773. You're on live with Psychic Del Shearer.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
This is Elizabeth from Chicago.
Oh, my God. They're just from all over the world. Okay. How are you guys doing over there in Chicago? Is the virus still out of hand over there, or what's going on?
It's summer now, but they're starting to reopen all the businesses, but we have to wear masks everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about that real quick. Trump, in a way, I'm not for or against, but he is between a rock and a hard place. Because if he doesn't open up everything, then the people will be in a depression because the government can't pay, pay our bills.
Mm-hmm.
If he does open it up, then they take, which he's doing, the governor's doing, he's taking a chance that a lot of people will die. So if it gets really bad, he'll lock us all down again. And if it doesn't, then, he'll leave it as it is. I do believe that they will be coming up with a vaccine, like a vaccine that will hold it down, really, by September, soon, by September.
Mm-hmm.
So that part, is good. What do you guys do in Chicago? What do you need to know?
I'm waiting on a settlement from an accident, and the company has just been denying responsibility, and they're dragging it out to the very last legal month. And I want to move.
Okay, well, what's the matter with your attorney?
I have a new attorney. The other, yeah.
The new attorney is younger?
Yes.
And he's going to be a go-getter. And because of him, you'll get your money soon.
Good, good. Because I would like to move. I moved back here 2.5 years ago, and I pretty much lost everything from this accident. So I would like to move and retire somewhere.
Where do you want to move to?
I have a dream of retiring in Europe. I have a lot of family in Europe.
Boy, I got the same dream, don't you, Barbara?
Yeah.
If I had my choice, I'd be retiring in Paris. I could pay that right now. Barbara, where would you want to retire?
Exactly. Let's see, where would I like to retire? French Riviera? We liked it there, didn't we, baby? I love it.
Well,
you
like to
retire.
Somewhere like that. Mountain, Georgia, but everybody's different.
Yeah, everybody's different.
And where?
Stone Mountain, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. I'll ask you why later. Okay. Back to the lady. I'm sorry. Where did you want to retire? Hello?
Well, yeah, I have a medical condition, and until that gets taken care of, I can't work. So I'm thinking this is my chance. If I get the money from the settlement, I need to go. There's no point in staying here.
Okay, but where in Europe do you want to go?
Brittany, Normandy.
Normandy. I've been there. You want to live in Normandy? That's a cool place.
I've been dreaming about it my whole life.
Have you been there?
No, I've been dreaming about it my whole life. No.
Well, you must have some connection with it. Somehow, some way. But Normandy is, a lot of military, but at the same token, they still have a lot of the, you know, war stuff there. There's
mm-hmm.
maybe one or two restaurants. And I had a friend that lived there, and I went and visited her. There isn't many places to live in Normandy. There's not a whole lot. You might have to live on the outskirts. But if you have a computer, look it up and see. But it is a really beautiful place, and it's really nice. But I don't know. You might be bored to death there because there's nothing to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But, I mean, I can't stay where I'm at because it's just like,
Well, it's fine not to stay where you're at. But what you might want to do is go around to a couple of places that you have in mind and take a tour and see and decide
mm-hmm.
from there and look at the cost
true.
Of living and the whole bit.
True.
You know, so, yes, you can retire in Europe with no problem. And I enjoyed it very much there. It was so different than here, and it was so nice, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, wow. I just think that America is just kind of like on the verge of collapsing, and I don't see any future here.
Well, it's not only America. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, it's not here, and I see your point. With this virus hasn't made things any better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of pick a place you want to live and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Are Americans allowed to live there?
In Normandy?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, yeah. I've been looking online at properties and stuff, and they're a lot cheaper than properties here, like some small places.
Well, again, I've been to Normandy, and I've been there twice, and there's not a lot to do there, so keep that in mind. I mean, I found
mm-hmm.
one restaurant that was wonderful, and after that, I didn't see anything. So you may have to live like an hour out or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the countryside, and it's just beautiful. The whole out of Paris is, I love Paris, but out of Paris is the whole countryside. And
mm-hmm.
there's lots of sea and castles and all kind of things. So take the trip and enjoy. You will get your money in soon, and you will be okay.
Oh, awesome.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. Okay, and Johnny, give out your number, please.
Sure. My number is 516-531-98. 7-4 to call for a free psychic reading. Okay?
Right
now. Right now, everybody.
Okay.
Well, we've been getting some good new people, great readings still.
Yeah. We've been getting them from all over the United States. It's really.
And
yeah.
the new people, it's good. That means they're getting
mm-hmm.
a new number. It's good.
Right.
It's good. Or people are telling them, so that's good, too.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
Who's next? All right.
If you're ready.
God, we're also,
5-2
Okay. Hi, caller. You're on Live with Psychic Del Shear. Welcome to the show. Hello?
Hi, Del Shear.
Yeah.
Hello, Doshir. Good afternoon. I'm calling from Colorado.
Calling from where, Colorado? Where'd they go?
Hello, Colorado.
Yes.
You're on with Del now. Hi. Psychic Del Shear is waiting to hear your question.
Hello?
Hi.
He's breaking up.
Oh, hi.
He's breaking up.
Yeah. Hi.
Talk. It's okay. Talk.
Yes, ma'am. I like the way how you express yourself to when you do a reading. My question is, my girlfriend's situation now, we're kind of all quite a group, and I know that it's too much for him to handle. I don't blame him. Is he working on it?
Okay. You are breaking up. Your phone is breaking up. Can you go and center yourself in a different part of the room? Because I only heard half the question.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Apologize. I know your time is valuable. My male friend has
talk,
a he is
talk slower. Talk slower.
Can you hear me?
Talk slower. You're speaking too fast, okay? You hear me? Johnny, I don't know where she went.
Yes. 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 My friend.
All right. All I got out of this is your girlfriend. What? Hello?
Oh. Hello?
Done. My guy friend. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
My guy friend want to know if he is working on the situation that he's
about. Saying that her guy friend wants to know if he's working on the situation that involves a couple of people. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I'm sorry for the phone. I don't know what's going on. Thank you.
Well, we got that right. You don't know what's going on. Okay. I have no clue whatsoever to an answer to that question because I would need to speak to him and know what's going on because I'm not getting a clear message from you, unfortunately.
He has a work situation where a couple of employees.
Okay, Johnny, this is bad. Tell her to call back. Johnny, tell her to call back.
Call back, honey.
We cannot. Your phone is doing this. Your phone is messed up. So call back. Okay, go to the next one, Johnny.
Okay, the next one is 678.
Okay.
678. Let's try you. You're on live with Psychic Del Shear. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. Hi, my name is Gina.
Well, that's a clear connection. That was her phone. Okay, Gina, and where are you from?
I'm from Georgia.
Georgia. That's sort of where Johnny wants to live, right?
That's right. Where I want to retire.
Why do you want to retire in Georgia? They have
Because
I need
the beach.
What? Is something wrong with him? He hates the beach.
You asked. I mean, it's a long story. It's. I don't want to cut off this lady's time, but it's kind of a long story.
Okay.
So.
All right. I got it. Unless you drowned or something in a different life. I don't know. I don't get it. This is a very strange show to me. Okay. And what is your name, ma'am?
Gina.
And where are you from? Oh, you're from Georgia. What would you like to know?
About my career. And I know what's going on right now. And I just want to see, will I be able to get out the contract work that I'm in right now? Or do you see something more stable, be a full-time employee?
Okay, what kind of contract are you in right now?
Well, I'm a temp employee, so I'm working at a health insurance company right now, and I've been working there for like almost a year and a half.
Wow, for temp, that's pretty good. I used to do that for temporary work. That's fun to do temporary work. No,
but when you got to buy your own benefits, it's not fun.
I got that. Can you ask the guy to hire you?
The way the system works or how the company works is just not that easy because it's all about finding the position that's open, that the one that I work in, even though I apply for other positions outside of the department.
It's rough. The only way I could, because I used to work as a temp when I was younger, but the only way I could see that possibly working is that you quit the temp agency and you quit his office And then, you know, you tell him what's going on and you ask within a month or so, can he rehire you back? I don't know what the laws are about, you know, him stealing you, you know, but if that's the case, then you'd have to go work somewhere else. That's the only way I can see getting out.
So you don't see an opportunity that, you know, that is outside of the company, even though I'm,
yes, I
you know,
do.
Doing temp work?
Yes.
Okay.
So what type of work do you do temp-wise?
Since I'm working in a health insurance company, I'm on the Medicaid side.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm dealing with children.
Well, can't you work Medicaid for the government?
It is somewhat like that because it's tied into, like, the state government.
Yeah, but you have knowledge that most people don't have. So it seems to me anybody would want to hire you that is in that field. But now is the wrong time to change jobs at this point.
Okay. So you see within, like, this
it's a better
opportunity.
In other words, check this thing down. It depends on what this virus does. I'm not a world predictor, so I don't know, but it depends on what the virus does.
Okay.
But, I mean, I do see, look, what you know and what you can do is phenomenal. So I wouldn't give that up for all the tea in China.
Right. Yeah.
And,
because I was like, I was trying to apply, but it just seemed like it's just so hard to even get in the company itself. I'm like, oh my God, I just never thought
okay,
it would be this hard.
Which company are you speaking of?
I'm Blue Cross.
Oh, I know that company. It's a work form. You want to get in?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get into Blue Cross?
I want to. Well, since I work in the I'm part of Blue Cross, but I work for the Medicaid side. So
I got
that
it.
Would be
I got it. I got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can't get involved. I mean, they should be able to hire you at Blue Cross.
You think? But it's just like, you would think, but it's just so much red tape. It's like, and I think it's all about who you know. And I try to network before this coronavirus hit us, but it's just like.
Well, you know what? Don't despair. You're right about who you know and all that stuff. So
mm-hmm.
it's all going to be good. It'll all be fine. I mean, you know, it's just a matter of time before you get hooked up with the right company. But with your knowledge and what you know, it's going to be phenomenal. So leave it at that.
Okay. Okay. Because
okay,
I was
just
like.
Keep trying. It just might be, the timing might be wrong. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, because I could already see them already sending my thing up to October. And so they just keep extending and extending because. Next January, it'd be 2 years. I'm like, I never thought I'd be at a temp position for 2 years.
And you're
ridiculous.
Well, you're lucky you're working, so leave it at that. All right? You will get hired, and it will be fine. Try some hospitals. Try some, you know, major hospitals that need people to help them with Medicaid.
Yeah, I mean, if I find the positions, that's the thing, right?
Yeah, well, try some hospitals and it'll help with Medicaid, and, you know, you'll be just fine and not to worry.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetie. I've spoken with you a lot, and you have a good day.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
next
I also want to put out my phone number, 808-372-1816. 808-372-1816 for private consultation, and that's to call me in person and talk. And I have a website, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
So, and then I do many things, you know, but mostly help people on a one-to-one basis.
Okay.
Okay, Barbara, talk to me. Have some energy.
Yes. Oh, gosh. But today I'm not the one to even give out energy. It's so weird how I have just lost my energy today. And it's really sad. It's really weird. Why does this happen to people where some days they just feel blah? And I don't want to go into my details, but it's not the best day in the world for me physically.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, no,
please, Dale, maybe you should read it. Can you read it? What's wrong with me?
Give me your symptoms.
I already gave you a symptom before we went on air, and that's as far as I'm going.
I forgot. I'm having early dementia. What?
I'm not going to. No, thank you. I don't want to say that, okay? I think people now probably can guess what it is. But I'm going also to get my temperature. I'm going to get this thermometer. And I'm going to take my temperature.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. That's what it is. You have a little upset stomach. Okay. Have you...
Yeah.
Did you check your temperature?
Not yet. I just went and got it.
I don't believe. Okay, we're going to shut up for 3 minutes on your side.
Oh, no.
You
take another caller, and then I'll tell you what it is when.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
I want to know what your temperature is.
Okay, I will do it.
Next caller is 212.
212. Yeah. Hi, you're on with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dale. I have a question. Hello. Happy Friday evening.
Thank you, lady. I live here.
Thanks.
I was born and raised in Jersey, so we were neighbors, and I used to hang out in New York. What part of New York are you from?
I'm in Manhattan, and I grew up in New Jersey, so I'm a Jersey girl, too.
Me too.
Yep.
Yeah, we're
that's
special.
Right.
But, you know,
that's
people
right.
don't realize how special Jersey girls are. Only if you see the movie, you know, Jersey Girl, you know, with Jamie Gertz, then you'd understand. We're very different.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, we've got our own spunk.
Yeah. We don't put up with anything. That's the whole thing. We do our own thing whenever we want it, and we just don't let anybody boss us around. If they don't like it, we just leave.
Oh, ain't that the case?
How can I help you, darling?
All right, well, I have a question about my career as well, and I'm going through this transition right now, so I'm wondering if I should continue on my path of working at nonprofits and continue to do fundraising, or if I should dedicate more time to a new venture. I just invested in this e-commerce course. And I've been so it's about drop shipping, and essentially there's lower risk involved because you don't have to pay the supplier until you make a sale. So,
do you,
I feel safer.
How does a drop ship work? Do you personally drop a package, or how does it work?
Oh, no. So I don't deal with the shipping of a product. So I go to suppliers, and, you know, there's certain suppliers that this guy who started this program works with, and he has his team on the ground in China. You know, it's like Alibaba or something similar to that, AliExpress, and they can do the groundwork for you, and they will actually show you every month what products are trending, and you can select certain items to be in your store. And then you don't have to buy the inventory. So that's what drop shipping is, you know.
Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to say right now, have you checked the company out completely?
I have not checked the company out completely, and then I did see something that was a little disturbing, and some guy said that there has been some negative comments about the guy who put together the course, which is very comprehensive, by the way, and he does seem to know what he's talking about. But
okay,
wait.
The course is excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
And how much money did you put into it to get the course?
$2,000.
That's not too bad, but it's a course. But you have to
understand
with China. Okay, with China, the problem that we face is trying to get any product over here. And I know too many people that are doing that right now. It's almost impossible. It's totally almost impossible. Maybe in the future that might change. But with the coronavirus, it's very bad. Okay?
I'm just learning right now, so it probably will take me some time to set up the store.
Okay.
So maybe within a couple of months, it will be a little better?
No, it's a lot longer than that, honey. You're looking about a year. But
really?
That's okay. You went and spent the money already. You can't get it back, and I would study the course.
No.
I wouldn't give up.
Actually,
your
there's
job
a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Really?
And so that was, yes. And so, you know, I also wanted to ask
how long has it been?
It's been a week by tomorrow, a week.
Okay. Then listen to me and listen good.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a mess. If you want, you can call me privately, but I will tell you this lightly. You're never going to finish this course, nor are you going to set up your own place. There's problems, major problems in China. There's major problems with China bringing stuff over here. I am aware of Alibaba. It's a very good company. But you have to really check things out, and you didn't do your job very well. If it were me and I were you, I'd get my money back. That's all I'm going to tell you right now. Okay? If you want a detailed reading on it, call me. But I would get my money back. What's your other job?
Well, right now I'm actually not working. I used to work in the nonprofit sector.
Oh, the nonprofit. Okay.
Yeah. And I have interviewed within the past month, and I heard that I need to wait probably yet another month or so for their board to determine whether they have the budget to hire somebody.
Okay, then I wouldn't work for a company like that. Just keep applying. Keep applying at companies that do have the money and want to do nonprofit. But as far as this course is concerned, it sounds good. It sounds wonderful. It sounds great. But something that is that good is too good to be true. Okay? There's no money
mm-hmm.
that you're going to make. In fact, they're going to ask for more money and more money down the line. They're going to up the stakes of you with a course. It's almost like a pyramid scam, okay?
Ooh. What about another kind of course in the same area but supplying products from the U.S.? Would that be worth looking into?
Okay.
Because I have been thinking about e-commerce.
You'd have to call me for a private reading because I can't stay on the phone with this for good long. So all I can say is that sounds good, but I need to know the whole thing. And if you want a private reading, you would call 808-372-1816. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you
so
much,
Dale.
You're
asking me two involved stuff, but what I'd like you to do is get your money back, okay?
Okay.
and I'll direct you in a different place where you'll make more money.
Okay. All right. Next
Barbara,
caller.
Talk to me.
Yeah. Okay. Mine is. What was that, Johnny?
What was your temperature? Dale wants to know my temperature. What?
Dale
wanted to know my temperature. We were waiting for the caller to end, and then she wanted to know my temperature.
Okay.
So can we do that? What is it?
Sure.
Thank you. It's 97.8.
There's nothing wrong with you.
I knew you would say that. Okay. Well
98.6 is normal. Usually run 97.2 or 4. And it depends. If you're in the sun, you might run hotter. But, I mean, you're fine. You're perfectly normal. You don't have the coronavirus. You
good.
Just ate something, or you just had a case of the Tourette's. And I would suggest you taking a diarrhea pill that you get at Walmart or wherever, and you'd be fine.
Thanks, Dale. Oh gosh.
It's that simple.
Good.
You're not sick. Okay. You've been thinking. Yeah, every time we get a fever or any time something, our temperature goes up or, oh, my God, I got the coronavirus. That's okay.
I know. I've had that scare before, like a couple weeks ago. Okay, so that's good. Now we can move on.
Yeah, well,
on,
like I had
Johnny,
my toes clipped
you.
In there.
Okay.
They were, we're having a conversation here. They took out a little bit of stuff, and you know, then of course it gets a little tiny infected. I had to go back, and I'm going, I took this to the level of, oh my God, I'm going to get gangrene. I have to go to the doctor. I'm going to die. Okay.
For your ingrown toenail. Oh no. Okay. I know, but we do get scared. I mean, when so many people are getting so sick around us.
It's just like I'm driving up the hill, and I'm going up to Tahoe, and I was with my husband, and there was a hitchhiker, and I looked at him. I said, "Don't even think of picking him up. He's gonna murder us. He'll kill us. He's gonna knife us. We'll be dead. Just keep going."
And it does happen, though.
It does happen,
be careful.
But, you know. This is the way my brain works. I take it to the utmost, the extreme.
Extreme level.
I go backwards. Yeah. I mean,
it's actually a pretty
safe
way to be.
I don't know. And my husband, he's just the opposite. Don't worry. And Richard, who's with us, don't worry. You know, I hate when people do that. Because then when their world falls apart, they freak out. And then you go to them. Don't worry.
Give it back to them. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, Johnny, we're back. She's normal.
Okay, John.
Next caller, 856.
856, you're on live now with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Nell. This is Laura. How are you?
Hi, Laura. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just wondering, can you do a general reading?
Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Okay, what part of Jersey? What part?
Ontario area.
Okay, it's a very pretty area. My cousin lives there. It's kind of on the border of Philly. You know, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Real pretty trees. Real pretty trees. Okay, how can I help you, Jersey girl?
I was hoping you could do a general reading, any kind of messages that you might be getting for me.
Yeah, I could do that. Let me think for a moment. You've been very frustrated lately. You're basically a very happy person, and you go around helping people. If your friends need help, you'll help them. But right now you're in a situation where you don't know if you should go left or you should go right or you should go center. You're in, you know, three different directions. And you're trying to make sense of all this. Part of you wants to move. Part of you wants to stay. Part of you wants to go, you know, in different directions. As far as relationships, that's almost the same thing. So where do you want me to focus?
So my main two concerns are my career and being able to purchase my house. Those are my main two focus areas.
Okay. You do know. Let's look at purchasing your house. I'm really good on real estate. What are they, may I ask what they want for the house?
It's expensive.
Under a million? Because everything's a million. Is
well,
it under
a
million?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, definitely. But everything's at zero. Things are at zero interest. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I have to have a job so that I can qualify. And
good thought. Yeah. Good thought. Okay. So that comes first. The zero interest rate is going to stay for a while. So not to worry about it, okay? A long while. At least until November, until we know who's going to be president. But you'll be able to put – do you have to have that house where you're at?
I really want a particular house that's on the market. I really want it bad, like really bad. But I need a job. This house, I had put a bid on it about 4 years ago. And my realtor, I don't know what happened with it, but I lost out. And the other person bought it for the exact same amount that I had put in for. So I still don't understand how I lost that.
Well, what question? Were they a cash buyer?
Yes, it was, but
so that's why.
But the thing is, they closed on it in 3 months' time, and I was going to close on it in 3 months' time too. So what's the difference between a cash buy if they're getting it cash or if they're getting it from the bank?
Okay, well let me put it. There's a big difference. Cash buy guarantees that more or less they're going to buy the house. Okay. When you go through a bank, there's a lot of paperwork and there's a lot of things that people that have houses don't want to go through. So if I have a choice between two of the same bids, I'm going to take the cash buyer because I know it's going to fly through eventually. With the bank buyer, there could be bumps in the road. That's why you missed out.
Okay. Well, anyways, they fixed it up even more. And it's on the market again. And I love what they did with the house. But I loved the location of the house.
Didn't you call last week?
Yes.
Call last week? I remember
this. I wanted to know everything today. So I've been putting out more resumes.
Okay, Barbara, she called last week. And it's just like I remember this conversation.
Yes, I remember, Laura.
I remember. So the most
I just don't want to give up on this house. I want it so bad, but
well,
I
you know what?
Gotta
you
get
can it. Manifest it. It's just, you're putting your manifestation in the wrong spot. You need to manifest a job.
Right. Well, I'm focusing on both, though.
It's hard to do that. Do one at a time. If you're going to manifest something that you want in your life, do one thing at a time. And then it may take you a while. Then when you get that, then you manifest the house. Let's put it to you this way. If it's meant to be, and it sure does sound that way, they're selling the house again, then you'll probably get it. So don't freak out. And if it's not meant to be, it just isn't, nothing you can do.
Do you think they'd be open to a rent-to-own?
Rent-to-own. It doesn't hurt to ask.
You know,
this market, though, is rough. It's a buyer's market. It's zero interest rate. So most people want to get cashed out. I mean, the houses are flying. They're flying off the market right now because it's at zero.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about this anymore. It was so nice talking to you again. You want to ask the same question again next week, call, okay?
Well, what about the job, though? Do you see that coming in?
Eventually, you will get a job.
Eventually. Okay.
What
Thank
type
you.
Of work are you looking for?
Just something in the training and development field.
Such as?
Training manager would be good.
You've got to be more specific in what, like, what type of company.
It doesn't matter what kind of company. I went to school for instructional design, and instructional designers
what that is.
Can develop.
What is
we can
that?
Develop training in any industry. If you're a good instructional designer, you can develop training for any industry.
Yeah, it's just lost me because I've never heard of that field.
Yeah,
so that's
well, that's
all.
That's the degree that you get in training.
And that pays very well. Just
yeah.
keep looking. You're going to get something within the next 3 to 4 months. So just keep looking. It'll all be good. And it was nice talking to you, okay?
Okay, thank you. Take
okay,
care.
Bye.
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 Hey, Barbara.
Yes.
We're getting people who want really long readings. Really.
Yeah.
Long.
But it seems like she is manifesting that house, though. I mean, she's thinking about it so much. So that's a form
yeah,
of manifesting right there.
If you don't have a
yeah.
job, it's really hard to get a house. We're in a very special, weird market. I mean, the market of today right now with the coronavirus, we don't know when it's over. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what's happening. People want to move. They want to move to different areas. But there's zero interest rates. So if you buy a house, you know, and you put your 20% down or 25% down, you don't have to pay interest. So houses are being scooped up like crazy. At least they are in Nevada, anyway.
Seems like they'd rather take, you know, sell the house than rent to own, do that option. That wouldn't be good
well,
if
only,
they don't have to.
You only do a rent to own when it's hard to sell the house.
Mm-hmm. Because hopefully it will be hard for them to sell that house.
Pardon me?
I really want Laura to get this house. I know what it's like when you want something so badly. I used to drive by this certain place all the time, and it took me 3 months to get it. And it just makes you appreciate it so much once you do get it. So, I mean, I hope so.
Well, you manifested it. You
yes,
manifested
it. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. But I have help, you know. I'm wondering if she has anybody to help her.
It won't matter. You know anybody that has $1 million cash floating around that they want to just, you know, give up on?
No.
Well,
not at this time.
No. Well, that's the case, you know.
Not
going to
happen. Yeah.
Well, it's starting to get a thunder and rain over here.
Oh,
know.
And it's cold here. It's got really cold and overcast here. It's very gloomy
yeah,
all day.
See?
It's freezing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Getting weird. Getting weird. Okay, Johnny, do you have anything else?
Yes, we do. Area code 512.
Oh, great. 512. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michelle. It's Lisa. Thank you for again. I apologize. I know your time is very precious. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, where are you from, honey?
Colorado. It's kind of cool
oh,
right
okay.
now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Nice
yes,
to meet
I can sort of. I can sort of hear you. What is the question?
Yes, ma'am. So I applied for unemployment benefits, and I am not sure to appeal it. If I appeal it, I don't know if the state is going to find
okay,
the company.
Wait,
the
hold on. Did they deny you?
Yes.
For what reason?
Personal reason.
Well, it doesn't hurt to fight, but you have a long fight on your hands. You have a long sight. It's not that easy because you stay on, you call anybody on the phone, and it's really bad. It's really bad.
Really bad?
I'm
just going to let it go.
Pardon me? Well, I wouldn't let it go. I'd try a little bit. I would try a little bit.
If I try, will the company will not hire me back then?
What company?
The one that I apply for unemployment benefits.
No, they're not going to hire you back. Not at all.
Should.
So, you know, best you can do is get a job and move on. And I thank you very much for calling back. I appreciate it. Johnny?
Okay. Yep.
I'm going to tell you something right now. We're having, where I'm living, starting of severe thunderstorms. I do not want to stay on the phone because that is how Saved by the Light, Daniel Brinkley got hit was by the phone. So,
okay.
It is thunder and lightning at the moment. If it's okay, I'd rather end it, okay?
That's fine. Okay.
Do we have a lot
yes,
of people?
Yes, be careful. Okay, everybody, if you want to get a reading by Dale Shear, please call her directly, but not right now during the thunderstorm. Try tomorrow. I think that would be good and safe. 808-372-1816. And in the meantime, you could write to her via her website, daleshear.com. And thanks, all you callers out there and all the listeners. We appreciate you. Thank you. And great job with your readings today. That was very enjoyable to listen to, Dale. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Aloha. I'm going to go. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. And thank you, Johnny, very much. Thank you very much for all the work that you've done to make our show a success. And please, everybody, follow us on our YouTube channel and subscribe. Show your support. You can find this show and all of our other more than 300 shows at Life, Laughter, Happiness, YouTube. And check out our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages where we also post our show links and any updated things that we want you to know about, like upcoming special events and shows that we're going to be doing. Right, Johnny?
Yes, that's right. All right.
All right.
Well
thank you,
everybody.
Good night. Have a great night. Bye-bye.